Eddie?
Lee?
Yes, Mr. President?
I thought I told you to call Dick Deloach.
I did. I told him. They've already started.
Well, he said he called. Walter just called me and said Dick Deloach is waiting in his office for me to call him.
Well, maybe he's got some additional information, but I talked to him.
Oh, he said so he could call, so he could go on and make his announcement. How long ago did you talk to him?
Oh, it's been at least 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes ago.
Hold just a minute.
Yes.
He said he just got it 4 minutes ago after he called Walter. So your time is off.
No, I talked to him then, because since that time I've already talked to Mrs. Cheney, and I talked to Mrs. Schwerner, the widow.
Yeah.
And
talked to Schwerner and Cheney and who else is?
And the Goodman family are out at the theater, but I got their son, an 18-year-old boy, and talked to him. And the Schwerners themselves, the parents of the boy who was missing, are traveling in Vermont. I talked to their son, and he said he didn't know how to get in touch with them. That they had just left by automobile this morning, and he probably wouldn't know how to get them, but that they would call him.
All right, you got to...
So I touched every one of the three bases have been touched.
All right.
Really four, counting the widow.
Paul Ogden, Reed, and Ryan, they're the only two congressmen came down on it, aren't they?
Yes, they're the only two.
All right. Any other news? What do you think about it? What was their reaction?
Well, the two young boys, both of them, and the widow also expected it. They were not at all surprised or shaken. Mrs. Cheney, the Negro woman, sounded a little torn up a bit. I explained to her that we just weren't positive yet, but that seemed almost inevitable, and that...
Any of them have any gratitude for you calling them?
Every one of them were quite pleased that we had called, and I think now we've beat the news story for every one of them, except the people who were not available.
Okay, much obliged.
They were very grateful.
Now, wait a minute, Lee. There's one other thing I wanted to ask you. We are making a speech tomorrow involving a civil rights thing. You might come by my office and take a little look at it.
All right, I'll be down in just a couple of minutes.